Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his
banner. Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve. And this show is for Monday, the 12th of June, 2017. I have increased the volume on my recording apparatus here because I've had some comments that my volume is a little bit too low. They have to turn their volume up on the computer. So I have tried to accommodate that. We will see with this new setting. I'll get a report after this show airs on Monday. And we are in the book of Psalms. We finished with Psalm 103 on Friday, and we are going to take up with Psalm 104 here today. Let me get a drink of my ice water with a little lemon in it, and we'll get started. Ah, yes, that's much better. This psalm does not have a title. It's not a short one. It's got 35 verses. So let's get started with it. Verse 1 of Psalm 104. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. O Yahweh, my Elohim, you are very great. You are clothed, 3847, with splendor, 1935, and majesty, 1926. Verse 2, who covers himself, 5844, with light, 216, as a robe, 8008. Who stretches out, 5186, the skies like a curtain, 3407. Verse 3. Who lays the beams, that's lays the beams is one word, 7136, of his chambers, 5944, in the waters. Who appoints, 7760, the clouds, 5645, as his chariot, 7398. Who walks, 1980, on the wings, 3671, of the wind, 7307. This is quite obviously very poetic. It's not literal. These are very lofty verses describing the attributes of Yahweh, and very glorious in their message, glorifying him. And here we have verse 4 of Psalm 104, and you can reference the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7. Who makes the wind his messenger, 4397, and burning fire his minister, 8334. Verse 5, who established, and that is 3245 and 5921 combined, who established the foundations, 4349, of the land, that it should not be removed, 4131, forever, on everlasting eternity. Okay. That's pretty much forever. Let me clear my pipes here and get another little drink of water. There we go. Verse 6. You covered it with the deep, 8415, as a garment, 3830. The waters stood above the mountains. Verse 7. At your rebuke, 1606, they fled, 5127. At the voice of your thunder, 7482, they hastened away, 2648. Verse 8, they rose up, 5927, to the mountains, and went down to the valley plains, 1237, to the place, 4725, you had established for them. This is the creation thing, when the waters abated and the dry land appeared, when Yahweh made the world. Verse 9, you set a boundary, 1366, that they may not pass over, that they do not return to cover the land. All right, that's the seashore. He has the great valleys that the seas are resting in. Verse 10, he sends the springs, 4599, into the streams, 5158, running among the hills. Verse 11, they give water, 8248, to every living creature, 2416, of the field, 7704. The wild asses, 6501, break, 7665, their thirst, 6772. Verse 12, by them shall the birds of the sky dwell, which give voice from among the branches. Verse 13, he waters the hills from his chambers, 5944, the land is satisfied, 7646, by the fruit, 529, of your works, 4639. Well, he waters the hills from the chambers. His chambers are in the sky, okay, the clouds. Verse 14, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herbs, 6212, for the work of Adam. So he may bring forth food, 3899, from the ground, 776. Verse 15, and wine, 3196, that makes glad, 8055, the heart, 3824, of mortals, 582. And oil, 8081, that's pure beaten olive oil, to make his face shine, 6670. And bread, which refreshes, 5582, mortals' heart. All right. Let's stop right here for a minute. The oil thing to make the face shine. It, dry, arid country over there. Hot. So they used olive oil to oil their skin so their skin wouldn't dry and crack. And that's what they're referring to. They anoint themselves with oil. Well, they put oil on their skin, so they don't get all cracked and broken skin and sore, etc. Excuse me for a second. Ah, that's better. A little drink of water. Verse 16. The trees of Yahweh are full, 7646, and of sap is implied by that. The cedars of Lebanon, which he planted, 5193. He made all the trees. But this is very poetic and very lofty praise of Yahweh, this whole psalm. Verse 17, the place, 8033, where the birds, 6833, make their nests, 7077, as for the stork, 2624, the trees are her house, 1265, and I have a fir trees in parentheses with a question mark, might be fir trees. They nest in the branches of the trees. Verse 18. The high mountains are a refuge for wild goats, 3277. And the rocks, 5553, for the rock badgers, 8227. Verse 19. He made the moon, 3394, for appointed times, 4150. The sun, 8121, that's knows when to set, 3996. Verse 20. You make the darkness, 2822, and it is night, 3915. In which all living creatures of the forest, 3293, prowl, 7430. Verse 21. The young lions, 3715, roar, 7580, after their prey, 2964, and seek their food from El. That would be the divine being. He gives them the animals that they're going to kill and eat. In other words, these are the laws of nature that Yahweh established. He's responsible for all of this creation. This is a creation psalm. Has a lot to do with that. Verse 22. The sun rises up, 2224, and they gather and lay down, 7257, in their dwelling places, 4585. Well, the lions come in, they hunt, usually they're night hunters a lot of times. Verse 23, Adam goes forth to his work, 6467, to labor, 5656, until the evening. Verse 24. O Yahweh, how many are your works? In wisdom you made them all. The land is full of your possessions, 7075. Verse 25. There is the great and wide sea, where are creeping things, 7431, without number, both small and great living creatures. In other words, it's giving the attributes that Yahweh has made everything. That's the theme here. Verse 26, and you can reference Job chapter 41, verse 1, Psalms 74, 14, and Isaiah 27, 1, verse 26. There go the ships, 591, and Leviathan. Okay, that is 3882. A lot of people think that's the whale. but it's never explained. So it is an unknown sea creature. And Leviathan that you formed, 3335, to rejoice in it, 7832. Verse 27, these all wait, 7663, upon you, 413, that you may give them their food in due time. And that's 6256 for due time. Verse 28, what you give them, they gather, 3950. You open, 6605, your hand, and they are filled, 7646, with good, 2896. Verse 29, you hide your face, they are terrified. You take away their breath, they die and return to dust. In other words, if he withdraws his presence, they're scared. And if he takes away their life, they're dead and they return to dust. He controls life and death, in other words. Verse 30. You send forth your spirit, 7307. They are created, 1254. And you renew, 2318, the face of the land. Verse 31. The glory of Yahweh is eternal. Yahweh shall rejoice in his works. Verse 32. He looks on the land and it trembles, 7460. He touches, 5060, the mountains, and they smoke, 6225. That hints of volcanic activity, smoking mountains. Pardon me, verse 33. I will sing, 7891, to Yahweh as long as I live. I will sing and play, 2167, to my Elohim, while I yet live, 5750. Verse 32, or 34, pardon me. My meditation, 7879, of him shall be pleasing, 6149. I will be glad, 8055, in Yahweh. Just thinking about him is a pleasure. And his glory and his blessings. Now this is a psalm from a righteous man that loves Yahweh and experiences his blessings. Those who don't love him, they don't praise him. So this is the praise of a righteous man. Verse 35, let the sinners, 2400, be consumed, 8552, from the land, and let the wicked, 7563, be no more. Pardon me. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. And it ends with Alleluia. And that's 1984. Allel, to praise. And the attachment is the U. Allelu, praise to Yah, 3050, the epithet, the short form of Yahweh. Verse 15 in this psalm notes mortals, Enosh. And verse 14 notes Adam. They're different peoples. Enosh, the mortals, denotes non-Adamic men. So that's the difference between those two types of men. All right, we have Psalm 105 here. And I'm looking at that. This is a big long one. This has 45 verses. We'll see how long, how far we can get today, because Psalm 106 has 48 verses. And 107, 43. These are long psalms. So let's get started in Psalm 105. It does not have a title. Verse 1. There are a lot of references, though. So, verse 1. Oh, give thanks, 3034, to Yahweh. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Verse 2. Sing to Him. Sing psalms, 2167, to Him. Speak, 7878, of all His wondrous works, 6381. Glory, verse 3. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those that seek Yahweh rejoice. Oh, of course. Absolutely. Once you know Yahweh, you glory in Him. It's just marvelous. Let me clear my lungs again. I'm getting a cough coming on. Just a second. That's a little rough. All right, verse 4 of Psalm 105. Seek Yahweh and His strength. Seek His presence evermore. 8548. Verse 5. Remember His wondrous works that He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. Everything that He spoke. Verse 6, O you seed line, or seed, 2233, of Abraham, 85, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen, that's Jacob, Israel. Verse 7, He is Yahweh, our Elohim, His judgments are all in the land. Verse 8, He has remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to a thousand generations. Ooh. Verse 9. Okay. Part A of verse 9, you can reference Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, and chapter 17, verse 8. And part B of verse 9, you can reference Genesis 26, verse 3. Verse 9, which covenant He made with Abraham, part B, and His oath, 7621, to Yitzchak, that's Isaac, 3446. Verse 10 and 11, you can reference Genesis 28, verse 13. Verse 10, and confirmed, 5975, the same to Jacob, that's Jacob, for a law, 2706, and to Israel, that's the people, 3478, for an everlasting covenant. Verse 11, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan, the lot, 2256, of your inheritance. Verse 12, 5159. Verse 12. When they were a few men, 4962, in number, 4557, yea, very few, 4592, and foreigners, 1481, in it. They were going into a foreign land and had people in it. Verse 13. When they went from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, 5971. Verse 14 and 15, you can reference Genesis 20, verses 3 through 7. Verse 15 itself, you can reference 1 Chronicles 16, verse 22. And verse 16, you can reference Genesis 41, verses 53 through 57. These are all allied. Verse 14, he allowed, 5117, no Adam to oppress them. Yea, he reproved, 3198, kings, because of them. Now here's an important verse. Verse 15. Touch not my anointed ones. 4899. That is speaking to those that would oppress Israel. That means the people of Israel. All of them. They are an anointed people declared by Yahweh right here. We are anointed ones. We are His inheritance, and He is drawing us home today, brothers and sisters. Don't forget our heritage. That's why I'm reading all of this. Touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. What have the Edomites done to the prophets? They killed them. They have doomed themselves. They are cursed. Verse 16. Moreover, he called for a famine, 7458, upon the land. He broke, 7665, the whole, 3605, staff, 4294, of bread, 3899. That is referring to the supply of food in that land. This is when there was a famine in the land. Now we get in to the story about Joseph. Yosef. There's no J in the Hebrew. It's Yosef. Verse 17, you can reference Genesis 37, 28, and 45, 5. He sent forth a man before them, Yosef, who was sold, 4376, as a bondservant, 5650. His brothers were involved in that. Verse 18 and 19, you can reference Genesis 39, 20 through 40, 23. That's 39, 20 through chapter 40, 23. Verse 18. Whose feet they afflicted with fetters, 3525. He was put in irons, 1270. Verse 19, until the time that his word, that's his prophecy, came. the word, 565, of Yahweh tested him, 6884. And here we're at verse 20. You can reference Genesis 41, verse 14. The king sent forth and released him, 5425. The ruler, 49:10, of the people let him loose, 6605. Verse 21. You can reference Genesis 41, verses 39 through 41. He appointed him Lord of his house. That's 113, Lord. That's a ruler of his house. And ruler of all his possessions, 7075. He was in charge of everything because of his wisdom through Yahweh, the words that Yahweh spoke through his mouth. Verse 22, to bind, 631, that means to discipline, his princes, 8269, or high rulers, that can mean high officials, okay, as well, 8269. To bind his princes or high rulers at his will, 5315, that means his inner being or inner thoughts, and teach his elders, 2205, wisdom, 2449. This young man, Joseph, was teaching the elders of Egypt. Verse 23, and you can reference part A of 23 in Genesis 46, verse 6, and part B of verse 23 in Genesis 47, verse 11. Israel, that means Jacob and his family, all the sons, Israel also came into Mitzrayim, 4714, that's Egypt. And Yaakov, that's Jacob, sojourned, 1481, in the land of Cham, 2526. Okay, I'll explain that right now. Cham was the son of Noah, and he had a number of sons. Mitzrayim was one of the sons of the one they call Ham. It's not Ham, it's Cham. That's how it's pronounced, 2526. It's like the German ox sound. It's C-H-A-M, Cham. And they were white people. The Egyptians were not black. They were not mixed at that time. And they were not cursed seed. Only Canaan was cursed. Verse 24 and 25, you can reference Exodus 1, verses 7 through 14. Verse 24, and he increased his people greatly and made them stronger, 6105, than their enemies, 6862. All right, who were the enemies? The original pharaohs were conquered by the Hyksos. And those were people that did not know Yosef, who blessed Israel and saved them from the famine. Blessed and saved all of Egypt, and he was very much loved. These conquerors didn't know Joseph. The Hyksos were a branch of the Hittites, so of course they hated. Verse 25. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal deceitfully, 5230, with his servants. That's what that false Pharaoh of the Hyksos was doing. Verse 26, he sent Moshe, his servant, Aharon, whom he had chosen. That's Moses and Aaron. Verse 27, they performed his signs and words among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. Verse 28, you can reference Exodus 10, verses 21 through 23. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. The forces of nature didn't rebel. Verse 29, you can reference Exodus 7, verses 17 through 21. He changed their waters into blood and slew their fish. This is the whole story of the curses brought upon Egypt. Verse 30, you can reference Exodus 8, verses 1 through 6. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings, their rulers. Verse 31, you can reference part A, part A, Exodus 8, 20 through 24, and part B, Exodus 8, 16 and 17. He spoke, and there came swarms of mosquitoes at 6157, and gnats, 3654, in all their territories. Verse 32 and 33, you can reference Exodus 9, verses 22 through 25. He gave them hail for rain, flaming fire in their land. Verse 33, he smote their vines and fig trees. He broke the trees of their territories. Verse 34, and 35. You can reference Exodus 10, verses 12 through 15. Verse 34. He spoke, and the locusts came, and the locust caterpillars without number. Verse 35. And ate up all the plants in their land, and devoured the fruit of their soil. Verse 36. You can reference Exodus 12, verse 29. He smote all the firstborn in their land, the best of all their manhood. Verse 37 and 38, you can reference Exodus 12, verses 33 through 36. Verse 37. He brought them forth with silver and gold, and not one stumbled among their tribes. Verse 38, Mitzrayim was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. Well, let's stop right here. Yahweh said that he would ask for gold and jewels from the Egyptians, and they basically plundered them. They left rich with all their livestock, all their children, and the Egyptians were glad to see them go. Because of all that Yahweh had done to their land, because of their wicked Pharaoh, the foreigner. Verse 39, you could reference Exodus 13, verses 21 and 22. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Verse 40. You can reference Exodus 16, verses 2 through 15. they asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with food from the sky. And food here is $38.99. That means bread from the sky. That's the man that fell. They call it manna, but it's not manna. It's just man. M-A-N, spelled like the word man. But the A has an ah sound to it in the Hebrew. That's it's not an ah, it's an ah. So it's man. Verse 41, you can reference Exodus 17, verses 1 through 7. And Numbers 20, verse 2 through 13. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed forth. They flowed in the desert like a river. That's when he split the rock. Verse 32. Because he remembered his holy word to Abraham, his servant. Verse 43. And he brought forth his people with joy. 8342, his chosen ones, 972, with joyful singing, 7440. Verse 44, and you can reference Joshua 11, verses 16 through 23, and gave them the lands of the nations, that's the non-Israel nations, and they inherited, 3423, the labor, 5999, of the people. And that means all the work the former inhabitants had done, the planting of the crops, the building of houses and cities, they just took over. They ran them out. Verse 45. So that they might observe, 8104, observe, keep, guard, his statutes, 2706, and keep, 5431, his laws, or Torah, keep his Torah, 8451. And it ends with Alleluia, again, 1984 combined with 3050. Means praise be to Yah, to Yahweh. They took possession of all the lands of the Canaanites. Later on, we lost all of that due to our apostasy. But we've got promises coming. I am looking at Psalms 106, and it's 48 verses, and there's lots and lots of references. I don't think I want to try to do it today, because I'd have to stop in the middle, because this is just loaded with references. And I don't like to rush and short one of these psalms. So what we see here, I'll go into my little explanation. What we see here is a recounting in this psalm of Israel's history, how they came out of Egypt and into the quote-unquote promised land. Now, we did not keep the promised land, as I said, because once we got there, we started disobeying and followed a lot of the ways of the people of the land with their paganism. Even as we were journeying through these lands, we had problems obeying. We had problems with the Midianites and the whole pagan scene. Well, here we are again today, and we've got problems with the whole pagan scene again. We've let apostasy creep in. We've got Muslims and Buddhists and Taoists and Hindus and hoodoos and voodoos and all this stuff in our formerly white Christian country. And that is why we are experiencing the punishments that we are today. Unfortunately, those of us who are obedient are suffering the same punishments along with the guilty. But he tells us to endure to the end. And we're busy trying to get the word to our people that are in these apostate churches to repent and come out of these churches. And that's a full-time job. We're not getting a lot of them because their hearts have been thoroughly deceived by the Talmudists that are teaching against the laws of Yahweh. They are perverting. They've got them worshiping on the wrong day. They've got them celebrating pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. And the children of the adversary are pretending to be us. Oh, we're God's chosen people. Well, yeah, you're chosen for destruction. But they are deceivers. They are deceiving the gullible people of Israel. And we have many of those, brothers and sisters, we just do. They've got them brainwashed because they started early on infiltrating the seminary schools that taught the preachers that taught the people. And they chipped away at true Christianity for a long time. This is not a new effort. This has been an ongoing creeping apostasy. A little bit here, a little bit there. Change your word here, change your word there. Start a rumor, keep the rumor going, and then present the rumor as fact after people had heard it. Well, I heard it. It must be true. Well, no. Unfortunately, you heard it because you were meant to hear it. Because it's not true. It is a deception designed to deceive you. And they are very, very good at that. They own the print industry that prints books and magazines and newspapers, television and radio and movies. They have infiltrated the internet. There is so much disinformation out there on the internet, the weird stuff that people are hearing, and they believe it because they see it just like they believe what's on TV, and then they run with it, and all these little conspiracies, and all meant to distract us from the worship of Yahweh, from getting our lives straight with Yahweh's laws. That's what these things are designed to do. They're designed to distract us from the learning of true knowledge about Yahweh and His laws. Well, we are fighting tooth and nail here at EFR and others. We're not alone. I'm not saying we're the only ones. We're some of the the righteous preachers that are trying to get people straightened out. And we teach that the law is not done away with except for the sacrificial laws for the remission of sin. That was fulfilled by Yeshua at Calvary. I believe the Jews are going to try to put up another temple over there and start sacrifices again. That's what is being touted. They have a lot of material, I know that for a fact, ready to build this temple. We will see. Don't know whether Yahweh will allow that. Things are rapidly increasing on the downhill slide of morality. Violence is increasing. The divisions among the people are greater than they ever have been. Europe is at a boiling point with the immigration and the rapes and the violence. And they're, even in Sweden, Norway, France, Germany, Belgium, Austria, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Poland, the Polish are going, they are mad. They are really upset. I mean, the whole deal. They have been bringing all these Katsahundas in. I don't know what they're called. They're all these mixed whatever. And it's affected all of Europe. The dissatisfaction with the European Union. The support of bombings by European nations. The terrorism, supposedly in retribution for the bombings. All engineered, every bit of it engineered and paid for, financed completely, by the Jews, the false pretenders to Israel, those who say they are of Yehuda but are not, but do lie. They are the synagogue of Satan. Okay. We've been told. What can I say? We have to wait it out until the time comes when Yahweh gives us a sign. Yeshua Messiah will return with his avenging angels. I'll use common terminology instead of messengers. His with flaming fire, you know, everybody think, oh, he's love. At that point, the grace period will be over. He will be the returning judge. He will judge everyone. Those who are against Yahweh will be destroyed. Oh, he wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah, he would. He will. It tells you that he will. Then there's the full tribulation. Before that time, we're in the beginning of the tribulation now. With all the violence and the anti-white genocide that's being done, we have come out of Jacob's troubles, I believe, and into the beginning of the tribulation. And it is going to be vicious. But Yahweh will bear us up. He will protect his remnant. It won't last all that long, folks. When it finally all breaks loose, it's going to be total anarchy for a while. That's what Scripture says. And we are charged to endure till Yeshua returns. Occupy until I return. And that is what we are to do, and we are to pray without ceasing, and we are to teach and preach the word without all the falderal and lies that have been inserted by the children of the devil that have taken over and have changed the Bible in a lot of ways to make it say what it doesn't say in the original language. They are deceivers. Well, I'm a Bible-believing Christian. The King James is a literal word of God. There's no errors in it. Okay. Boy, I have heard that over and over and over. And then you point out some of the errors, and their mind goes into vapor lock. It snaps shut like a steel trap. You can't get through. And there's a famine. And the famine is the lack of the word. My people pick up knowledge. Well, we're in the knowledge business here. And we teach the word, and it's sometimes unpleasant, and sometimes we're not real popular. Pardon me for a second. But this has never been a popularity contest. The prophets were not popular in their day. A lot of them were killed because of what they taught. Disciples were all murdered. We are in august company, and if we suffer for this, we have to count it as a joy, because we must be doing something right to upset the enemy that much. I have a lot of questions that I get, and I answer them. The listenership is way up. People are waking up. We see this in the download and the response, which is growing. So we're going to keep hammering away, because we love our brothers and sisters, and we don't want them to go down the wrong road into that lake of fire. Somebody told us the truth and blessed us, and it is our duty and our turn to tell others and bless them. I don't have to hammer on the Jews particularly in my shows, because there are so many others, Christian identity and not Christian identity, that are hammering on them. They have been exposed. People are waking up. Their financial empire is in trouble. And we are watching, in Yahweh's grand plan, his timetable, the gradual destruction of their power. And they are showing it because they're in full panic. That is a good thing. But it makes us a little dangerous for us. So, well, I'm coming down the end of the show here, folks. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. I'll be back on Wednesday. And we'll start in on Psalm 106. May Yahweh bless and keep you, my brothers and sisters. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.